Hello, everyone. This is Daisy. I'm here, aka Professional High Priestess. And today we are going to be talking about karmic debt. Okay. So why are we talking about karmic debt? Because right now, if any of you follow me on YouTube, I made a channeling about, you know, the different karmic transits that we're going to be dealing with around Saturn and Capricorn and, you know, past life karma coming up to the surface, ancestral trauma, present life trauma. Trauma that has been caused by institutions, because Capricorn represents government, institutions, religious structures, etc., right? So karma around all those systems is going to be coming up right now for us to be able to purge and really address. So I wanted to take a time to talk about karmic debt, what it is, how it is built, and how you can clear it. So karmic debt is basically a debt that we are owed in terms of energy for situations, actions that we have taken against other people, against the universe, against ourselves, okay? Sometimes karmic debt is even inherited, right? That's why I always tell people, you know, you have to be very careful with what you do, because the things that you do right now, not only are you building more karmic debt that is going to translate into more lifetimes, you are also impacting your future generations if you plan to have kids or if they are already existing on this planet, okay? So karmic debt is basically a debt that you are owing to the universe, and this karmic debt will manifest as poverty, sickness, illness, poor relationships, etc. And you have to go through these situations in order to release that karmic debt, in order to move forward with a clean slate, okay? So all of us have some type of karmic debt. Some people, their karmic debt is having to work within a certain job and work with certain people because they are there to help uplift those people. Certain people, their karmic debt is having to get into toxic relationships because in the past they may have been the abuser or the dominator in a relationship, and now it's their time to see what that's like to be on the other end. Some of us have karmic debt in regards to money and generational poverty because maybe our ancestors stole from other people, or they made poor decisions, or they didn't respect the value of money, or they did things that were ill in nature to obtain it. Wherever you find yourself on that spectrum, okay, karmic debt. And if you look into your birth chart, the placement of Saturn in your chart, and right now the placement of Capricorn in your houses, right, will tell you exactly the ways in which this karma is going to manifest, okay? What do I mean by that? So if you look inside your chart, let's say, for instance, you have a Saturn in Aquarius, which is coming up next year. Your karma is around disciplining the use of the mental capacity. Your karma is going to be around the collective and how you engage in uptaking the collective thought or rejecting it. Because sometimes with Aquarius and the collective thought, it's low vibrational energy, sociopathic manifestations, etc., right? At its low vibration. This can also manifest as thinking about, too, remember that certain signs rule over certain body parts. So for instance, Aquarius rules over the legs. Your karma can manifest in you having neuropathy in the legs, issues with leg problems, issues with the joints in your legs, etc., right? So just looking inside your chart and seeing where Saturn is placed and what sign, it could tell you how that karma is going to manifest. Now, in regards to the different transits that we're going to be happening, we're going to have a lunar eclipse in Capricorn, the 25th and 26th of this month, December. We also have the South Node being in Capricorn conjuncting this lunar eclipse, meaning past life karma, because the South Node is all about past life, right? Past life karma around that Capricorn energy, which is institutions, right? Religious factors, banking institutions, the government, etc., is going to be coming up as well. So if your family, the way that this can manifest is if your family was a part of creating the Great Depression, enslaving other people, creating false religions, you're going to be receiving karma for that, because that's a part of your karmic debt, because you're a part of that bloodline that reaped that karma onto planet Earth. Okay. On top of that, we also have Saturn right now in Capricorn conjuncting all of this. And then we are going to have in January of 2020, Pluto, the planet of chaos and destruction, conjuncting Saturn, which is the planet of karma. This has not happened in 500 years. The last time we had this, we had the Protestant Reformation. So this is going to be very big, right? And remember, we're talking about this is all happening in the sign of Capricorn, which is all about institutions. It's about government. It's about religious institutions, societies, etc. Okay? So all those different systems and structures that I just mentioned previously, there's going to be karma around that, specifically patriarchy. The ways in which you've manifested patriarchy, the ways in which you've perpetuated patriarchy, man or female, man or woman, it's going to impact you, okay? Because you've been in alignment with that energy. And that's another way that karmic debt is built, by what we choose to associate with, our actions, even our career choices, right? And the relationships that we get ourselves in. Those factors all create karmic debt. Now let's break those down one by one. Okay. How do our actions build karmic debt? Remember, I told you we've also inherited karmic debt from our ancestors, right? Because of their actions or lack thereof, because of the things that they did to other people. And the way you can actually break that down is if you look in your fourth house and you look at your Lilith, that will tell you what some of the debt that you have inherited from your ancestors. Okay. So we already are at a predisposition when we come onto planet Earth. And then because we have free will, we get to do the things that we want. But remember, we are living in an inorganic matrix that is rooted in trauma and people perpetuating trauma, because that energy of trauma is like a feeding source for them, right? So now I have my ancestors' trauma, boom. Now I have free will and I'm creating trauma for my own self, right? Because I don't know better. Because remember, they've destroyed the rites of passage. So a lot of us don't even know about these things. It takes people getting to their 30s and 40s and 50s to learn about karmic debts. Now I'm getting myself into certain relationships, facilitating actions against certain people, aligning myself with certain institutions or ideologies, right? That's creating karmic debt, because a lot of the times these jobs and associations and relationships, they are of a low vibrational nature. And because remember, you don't know about karma and you haven't cleared your debt. And because you are also within a certain frequency, because you have not awakened, you are now attracting people, places, and things and situations, et cetera, that's going to actually build more karmic debt for you, if that makes some sense. That's why when we talk about karmic relationships, it really just depends on you, because a karmic relationship can last 2 days or it can last two decades. It all depends on you and if you've learned your lesson, right? And that's where this knowledge of self and having awareness comes in, so that we stop repeating karmic cycles and stop building more karmic debt. So now I've associated myself with lower vibrational frequencies, people, places, and things that are actually creating more havoc, chaos, confusion onto the planet. Their ancestors have created more chaos, havoc, confusion on the planet. And I'm associating with these people. I'm building more karmic debt for myself, right? Now I have a career, because I live in a capitalistic society where I need income and resources in order to have a sustainable quality of life. So I go get a job, okay? This job, and not all jobs are karmic, okay? A lot of the karmic jobs I see are involved the justice system, really is like the biggest form of karmic jobs. And also anything having to do with the municipality. So let's say you are the meter maid, you give out tickets to other people, et cetera. You're impacting other people's financial livelihood. But remember, this is your job. This is what you're supposed to be doing. Not unbeknownst to you, you're still incurring that karmic debt. Let's say, for instance, you're a lawyer and you have certain clients that you have to work with, and you know, they're going up on the stand. You may know that this person is guilty, but you being the lawyer, you have to win your case, et cetera, and you help this person get off. Now you've accumulated karmic debt because you've interfered in someone else's process of justice, okay? Associations, you associate with a specific ideology or religion. Let's look at Trump supporters for an example. You supported Donald Trump, you went and you cast, you know, when you cast a ballot, you cast a spell, ballot, aka Baal, right? Tower of Babel, that's a whole other story. Let's say you voted for Donald Trump in the 2016 election. You are in alignment with the ideology of genocide, fascism, xenophobia, racism, bigotry, misogyny, etc. Now you have karmic debt on your plate because you are in alignment with that ideology that is lower vibrational and bringing harm and chaos and havoc onto this planet. Guilty by association. I want to talk about that too, because a lot of the time, this is all guilty by association, right? Karmic debt. Remember, when we are accumulating karmic debt with certain relationships with people, let's say I get myself into a relationship with someone and they need all this help and I need to help them do this and this and that. And, you know, I love them, so I'm going to support them, etc. Unbeknownst to you, that this individual is in that situation that they are in because of their ancestral debt or the debt that they created for themselves in this present lifetime. And now because you are interfering, unbeknownst to you, you are now accumulating their karma and you share that karma with them. That's why it's also very careful who you get yourself tied in with energetically. Sexually, sex is energy. Money is energy, right? Intimacy is energy. Watch who you get yourself tied up with energetically, because a lot of people have a lot of karmic debt that they have not cleared, and you're going to be associated with that. Now, I also want to talk about guilty by association, okay? What does that mean? So when we say someone is guilty by association, meaning a lot of the times guilty by association, it isn't fair. Let's say there was a crime that was committed. I was there. or I knew about it, I'm guilty by association. Now I have to also reap that karma. This is why I say be careful about who you associate with, people creating karma, having cleared their karma, because you're going to be reaping it with them. But an even deeper way that guilty by association manifests is, think about, I want to play with the ideology of flying monkeys and narcissists, right? So we know narcissistic individuals, when they are not getting their way, they tend to employ groups of people that we call flying monkeys. Basically, people who are going to go and do that dirty work for them because they are under the psychological manipulation, aka sorcery, right, of the narcissist in question. So they're going to go do their dirty work. Now, let's say, for instance, you, one of your friends is this narcissist, and unbeknownst to you, you are a flying monkey. So you're going out and doing their dirty work for them, working against certain people, places, and things because this individual has sold you a story, and now you believe that you need to work with them, support them, etc. The issue with that is you are now guilty by association by stepping into the web that the narcissist has built. You didn't understand the whole entire story. You don't know what karmic debt that they're dealing with ancestrally. You don't know what karmic debt they're dealing with in this lifetime. So you foolishly went to go and support this individual, right? You voted for them. You supported them. You spread slander with them. You facilitated in poor actions with them to hurt, harm, or injure, or block, or delay other people. Now you will also be reaping that karma with them, okay? And this is why I tell people, you know, be careful about these celebrities that you follow, these teachers that you follow, these friends that you follow, these relationships that you follow, because a lot of them are purposely set up for your demise. A lot of the times, the way that our natal chart, which is a compilation of the ways in which the stars and planets were configured and the archetypal frequency that they were manifesting within you as an individual when you were born, that energy can harmonize and harmonize with someone else who you may have karmic transits with, Saturn alignments with, 12th house alignments with, 6th house alignments with, okay? South node and north node alignments with. And because y'all already, let's say your charts are basically set up in a way for you to be attracted to one another because of the frequency, right? That this person is going to bring a type of karmic debt and lesson for you to be able to clear. A lot of the time, you don't even need to go through that lesson. If you know yourself and if you already know that you have karmic situations with certain individuals who harness certain archetypes, you can avoid these lessons. However, if not, you will end up putting yourself in a karmic cycle that is going to be very hard to get out of, and some may not get out of them at all. So what is the consequences of this karmic debt? I already talked about that, right? Sickness, illness, poverty, blockages, delays, etc. But more than that is your future generations will also be having to clean up the mess that you created. And some of you, you know, in these jobs that you do or in these relationships that you're in and in these different schemes that you conjure up in your mind out of sociopathy and narcissism, some of you are already 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lifetimes in just for one situation that you created, from one situation that you created. You tell a lie that has a ripple effect that impacts multiple people, you are now 3 to 4 lifetimes in. You defend someone who knowingly was guilty, caused havoc, chaos, harm for other people, suffering. You are now 1 to 2 lifetimes in. You engage with the narcissist and their flying monkey brigade, unbeknownst to you that this is what was happening. You are now 1 to 2 to 3 lifetimes in. So this is why, you know, it's really important for us to really understand the karmic debt that we already have, what karmic debts we can accumulate by the placement of Pluto in your houses and what sign Pluto is in. Okay. For instance, let's say your Pluto is in Libra. You will generate destruction and chaos by creating imbalance. Because remember, Libra is all about balance, harmony, restoration. Okay. Now, how do we clear karmic debt? A lot of the times when we're talking about clearing karmic debt, sometimes a karmic debt can't be cleared until the lesson is learned, until the universe exacts justice, and until the universe facilitates judgment. That's why we say be careful what you do, because there's not a, like, there's a really amazing reader that I love watching on YouTube, Your Angelic Karma. She says there's not a potion, emotion, or a lotion that you can use to get out of it. Absolutely not. Some of you, you're going to have to roll with those punches. You're going to have to live out those lifetimes. You're going to have to live out that poverty, that pain, that suffering, etc. Because you chose to work against, you know, the order of the universe. That's why it's really important for us to understand karma, karmic debt, energy, ancestral energy, DNA, because this karma is even lodged in your DNA. So you can do, if you know that you've inherited ancestral karma, you can do some DNA clearing. But if you have been purposely facilitating negative actions, believing that there is no judgment, right, that's going to be called upon you, believing you can do whatever you want, you are sorely mistaken, because you are going to have to deal with the universe in cycles. Some people, you can do certain things, you'll be in a 3 to 4 year cycle dealing with the same thing because of your actions. You can be in a 7 to 10 year cycle because of the actions that you facilitate. So be careful, okay? So I wish I can give you more in terms of how do you really clear karmic debt. For a lot of you, you can't. You have to make amends for what you did. You have to experience judgment for what you did. A lot of the times, the way that you clear karmic debt is by experiencing the karma that you try to create for other people. That's why I always say, be careful the bed you try to make for someone else, because that may be the bed that you may have to lie in one day. And with that, I'm off. This is Daisy, aka the Professional High Priestess. I look forward to working with you all.